Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right. We didn't expect that. We got a little spoiled over the last couple of years that wasn't going to happen. We're kind of used to going in there and getting at least one on the road and getting home ice back. And so now you got to win both these games, Friday and Sunday, to get it back to even. Played a lot better last night, but there were some good things and some things. Again, this Toronto team obviously is not letting up. And I got to tell you, old Joseph Wohl played pretty well last night as a backup. Their backup goalie did not play, as we predicted, and did not think he would play, although they didn't rule him out till day of the game. So we'll get into all that stuff as we go through the show. By the way, I'll tell you one group you won't be blaming. That third line is unbelievable, led by Marchand, but Lustarinen and Lundell, they have been fantastic. Those guys had two of the goals last night in that game. But not good enough and not able to get stops when you need them late in the game. They had some opportunities. I know we said this in the first game, too. They had some opportunities at the very end of the game to tie that thing up. I mean, some point-blank shots and couldn't lift it or just couldn't get it past them. So, again, Joseph Wohl with some good stops for Toronto last night. Hey, by the way, we got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. I never thought I'd say this. For you NBA fans, but Boston and Cleveland both down 2-0. Last night, Boston, who won it all last year, usually you got that experience, you bring back the same guys, heavily favored to repeat. And listen, it's not easy, and I understand that, but boy, if somebody would have told me, I would have said the Pacers would have had a better chance to win the first two in Cleveland, which they've done. But I never thought the Knicks could win two straight in Boston, and they have. So Boston and Cleveland are both down 2-0, all on the road. Now they come home with a chance to finish it up. I mean, it's not going to be easy. I expect both those teams will play better. Cleveland will get some guys back. They've got some guys that have been injured and not in the lineup. But I do want to say this, man. I do want to say this. This is the old saying, your stars have to play like stars in these playoffs. Your stars have to play like stars when you get to the playoffs. And whatever your stars are, whoever your best players are, and Jason Tatum, who most people consider to be a top five player, 7 for 23, 5 for 19 in these first two games. Celtics have had 20-point leads in both games against the Knicks, who, by the way, at times have had their own problems scoring if you watch the Knicks play. They have scored 17 and 16 points in the fourth quarter. Boston, at home in the fourth quarter, have scored a total of 33 points in two games. Incredible. And just choked up big leads. And again, that's probably, there's been a lot of choking, man. I don't like to out choking. Never liked it when we played. It's, you guys choked. But I got to tell you, a little smell and feel to choking when you watch Boston and Cleveland play and the way they've lost some of these games. My God, it's been crazy. By the way, OKC last night just sent a little message that, yes, we had the best record, and we're going to show you no luck, no last-second shot needed in this one. They won big by 43 points last night in their game. So, yeah, we got a lot of stuff. By the way, not to get it all stirred up and promote him. He doesn't need it. He's very popular, whether you like him or not. Omar Kelly has gone from the team is in a rebuild to the team's leadership crisis. And guy's going to have to pick it up for Calais and Teron, which I knew that's where he was going. And how amazing. And Zach Seeler talked about their leadership yesterday and, you know, amazing role models. Every possible, you know, everything they did was just the right way to do it, especially in today's world, the way they handle it. And Zach Seeler talked about how good both those guys were with the young players. That's a key one, man. Look, when the season starts, a lot of guys are worried about how they play, and they got their own families, and they don't have a whole lot of time to be worrying about young dudes that are trying to figure this thing out. And those guys were very unique and obviously had very impressive resumes for what they both done at left tackle and defensive tackle in this league for a long time. Both guys, 33 and 38 or 39 years old, still playing. And when they did play at a very, very high level. So you see this stuff. So the reason I bring it up today, we have a rookie mini camp coming up. And so they got this. The last couple weeks have been OTAs for the veteran guys to get together, learn a new system. All the veteran free agents that they signed and the guys they've added get to kind of fit in with the guys on the team and build up some chemistry and some relationships. And it does help, man. Listen, it helps to have guys you want to go out and play with on Sunday and, you know, get to know them a little bit. And listen, some guys' personalities you never get along with. And by the way, that's always been that way. I came from California and from Berkeley, and they thought I was, for a while, like, especially guys from the South, thought I was, like, completely out there. And they stuck me with David Woodley, was my roommate. We couldn't have been more different, but I liked the guy. I mean, we weren't going to hang out a lot because we were a lot different, man, a lot different. But you come together, you build up relationships, you're together a lot, you get good laughs through stuff that happens with the team, you do a lot of childish stuff, and you have some great times around trips and all that stuff. So now this next part is really important for this team, and that is your veterans are going to meet all the new young guys. And I would think, and I hope that they're all smart enough to understand they're going to need some of those young guys to play if they're going to have any chance to have a good season. They're going to need some of those guys. And if they don't understand that, then it's pretty selfish group. I think they get it. I do. I think they saw what it looks like. I think they've got some really good leadership still on that team. But specifically, two guys are going to have to really, really step up. And because they've got guys playing next to them that are going to be really, really important for this next level of what's coming with the rookies coming. And they listen, they're getting their money, especially the draft picks. All the veteran guys know where they were drafted. They got a pretty good idea what they're going to be making with their contracts. So they get the whole thing. They understand what's at stake here, and they understand they need him. So Zach Sealer is the first guy who they talked to yesterday, because he's going from playing with Christian Wilkins and Calais Campbell. How about that for the last 4 or 5 years of your career? Zach's played next to guys that are really good, actually good leaders, and it allowed Zach to really just focus on playing and being one of the better defensive tackles in football. And he really didn't have to worry about a lot of that other stuff, although Zach is a friggin' great guy. Great guy. And has had didn't get the easy first or second round pick road to where he is right now. But he's got a different job now that he's never had. Because not only does he still need to play at a high level, and he's going to get keyed on when they put game plans together, they're going to go, defensive tackle is getting double digit in sacks in the next couple years is big stuff, going to be important. But he's also knows, because he's smart enough to know I got veteran guys here. I don't want to take shots at them, the journeymen that are with me. But I need Kenneth Grant and Jordan Phillips. They're going to be a big part of this.
Obviously, losing those guys is tough. I mean, two amazing players that just have given their lives to the game and such an amazing role models on the field, on and off the field. But with the foundation, the groundwork that those guys put in last year, you still feel those waves this year. So for guys that are leading on defense and offense, I think it's a matter of keeping us together as a group and truly just rolling off of what they've laid the foundation for. Obviously, in the defensive side, I have a lot of experience with Calais, and just seeing him come in here learning from his techniques and his leadership fundamentals and how to kind of get a crowd going or get the guys working together and viewpoints and how he does it was really eye-opening to me. A total blessing to have him here last year. And so just to be able to carry off that for me up front and Jordan and the guys in the back, was really excited to see how this rolls. Yeah, I mean, Coach Mike has always said it's a players team. It's the locker room that runs the team. And to have those meetings, to have that heartbeat on where the team's going and what's going on, to have us all on the same page from top down is an incredible thing. And Coach McDaniel's done a great job with that. And to just grow each year, it's just been awesome. So really excited to see how this year shakes out and how OTAs are going right now. It's been exciting. I'm excited for the rookies to get here and keep working. Absolutely. I know something that I know we're going to make sure of, and from day one in the D-line room and hope and the defense in general, and obviously offense and the whole team. But the big thing is, hey, if we're going to be here, we're going to be here. We're going to be on time. We're going to be ready to work. And we're going to set the tone. Just ready to roll every day and just kind of halfway going through things. Trying to do things this year and trying to really kind of get the ultimate goal.
Awesome stuff, man. I mean, just, hey, I know it's off season. And I know a lot of people say a lot of stuff. That was really refreshing to hear, though. It really was. The stuff that happened last year was a bunch of bullshit. You know what I'm saying. That guy talking and what he learned from Calais, the whole thing, you heard it, man. Kenneth Grant, Jordan Phillips going to be working next to him. He's going to work with them. Zach is going to be on time. Listen, guy hunts, man. Those guys that hunt get up early. You don't have to worry about those guys. So that was just kind of coming out. The other guy, by the way, is Aaron Brewer, the center. It's no secret, man. They moved from 48 to 37 to get a big guard that needs to play. You don't move up like that unless you're bringing in a guy that when he gets here, you shake his hand, you tell him, learn the snap count, and I'll work with everything with you, man, because I'll be next to you on calls and stuff. But we got to get you ready to go, big fella. You are coming in here to play. Nothing against the other guys I played with last year. I know it's a little tricky. It's a little tricky with guys who've been around. I remember those days when thinking back to them of when new guys come in, you don't want to hurt other guys' feelings. But listen, man, it's a business. We're here to win, and you need young guys to come in and play. When you look at your roster, and those guys, they're not stupid. They're not blind to everything. Jonas Avenea needs to play. And he's going to come in, and he's going to be depending on his center a lot in Brewer. And Brewer sounds like he gets it too, and will be a big part of getting him ready quickly for this thing. So those two guys, man. Kim Bocamp will join us later. I know he's a big fan of both those guys we're talking about too, and we'll talk more about that. But I thought that was important, man. the message. Those guys get it, and to hear veteran guys talking about the rookie class coming in is important. We got to do it the right way. They got to see it the right way. You can't ask a bunch of young guys to come in. Usually you're scared to death anyway, and my time was different than now. But you come in, and you see a bunch of guys you respect that are they're doing it the right way, and you get good habits. You see guys coming in doing it the wrong way and showing up when they want and coming out stretching late, and you go, oh, we got different rules for different dudes around here. And that happened last year. So anyway, we're going to let last year go, and hopefully we've learned, and the coach Mike Way, and with the leadership, he is right about one thing. Mike is right. It's got to be done through the players. And I always say this, man, not every player. It's a real fine line for players who want to go around telling guys, hey, man, that's not the way we do it on this team. And then they get called when other guys get together. They call him a company man. And look at this dude. He's acting like he's a coach. And what has he done lately? So it's a fine line. Like, a veteran's been around and been a good player. But, hey, man, I haven't seen that much. You've done that much. And you're telling me. And so... yeah, it's that leadership thing, man, is tricky. It's a tricky thing. It really is. And by the way, and those two positions have two of the best coaches, defensive line and offensive line coaches in the business with them. So that's good. But, yeah, so those vets and rookies will get a chance to be together, starting getting to know each other a little bit as we got rookie mini camp ready to start up. And we got to get some guys ready to go. They're a big part of it, and it's not rebuild, but their ass needs to come in and play. Like they, by the way, do on other teams. That even the really good teams let young guys come in and they play right away. It's not something brand new to the NFL. It's really not. Hey, we got to go to break here, man. We got a lot of stuff going on. We're just getting started, man. We are just getting started. Tough one again for the Panthers last night, down 2-0. I didn't see it coming. I thought it'd be a split. Obviously, we've been told the Maple Leafs are a much better team than we've seen in the past, and they are, definitely are. They'll be home Friday and Sunday at Amarant Jerry's House, we call it now, because Amarant Bank has been the good luck charm for this team, so hopefully that will continue. Hey, we got more stuff to get to here this morning, but first, I want to talk to you about ED and Low T. How the heck can you go about veterans, talking about veterans, the young guys? And now I jump over to Atlantic Men's Clinic. This is what happens when you have great results. This is what happens, you get to my age. Boy, it happens fast, too. Felt like I was just 22 years old here, man, in South Florida. It felt like yesterday, man. I'm looking at all my guys now. I've been here since I was my early 20s. And, man, now we get to that point where I get it. The low T and ED thing I've been hearing about from older guys. And I'm going, oh, man. Energy level way down, going, what's going on, man? It hit me. Oh, boy, did it hit me. Sex drive, absolutely gone. Making excuses at night on a weekend after a great night out with my wife and going, I don't know what's wrong. I got to laugh, man, because it's embarrassing. It really is to go through it. It's terrible. But I went to Atlantic Men's Clinic 12 months ago, met with them, said, hey, man, this is what I'm going through. Is this normal? Yeah, you know, it happens to every guy. Every guy's going to have ED and low T at some point. Some guys in their late 30s, early 40s to 50s, 60s, but it's going to happen to every man out there. Doesn't matter. It happens to every guy. Black, white, brown, green, it happens to all of us. The question is, what are you going to do with it? Atlantic Men's Clinic is going to get you great results. They do it the right way, the professional way. It is first class. They're going to put a program specifically together for you to get great results. Do the T, the PSA test. You meet with their professionals. They put you on a plan, and you are off and running within a few weeks feeling great. Everything's back. Your sex drive's back. Your energy level's back up. Six locations in South Florida to serve you. Call them, 877-455-7300. The most important appointment is the first one, getting set up to make yourself go down there and meet with them. I know it's embarrassing. You think of 1,000 reasons not to, but you got to do it. AtlanticMen'sClinic.com. It works.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America, decade by decade. Right now, I'm digging into the history of incredible infrastructure projects of the 1930s, including the Hoover Dam, the Empire State Building, the Golden Gate Bridge, and more. The promise is in the title, History That Doesn't Suck. Available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. Yeah, you know, I know. We got one thing we can count on in this town right now. I know it's been the Panthers, who find themselves down 2-0 now after losing both games, 4-3 last night. They lose to Toronto and did it with the backup goalie, although he's played a lot during the regular season and played a lot recently. So Stolarz was out last night. Joseph Woll was in. And they get a win, able to. And no Sam Bennett drama last night. Really, really nothing there. And we had a lot of crazy stuff, and they still had a chance to tie it up late after a late goal there by Marner. But a tough one. And now back home Friday and Sunday. So here's Coach Paul Maurice after the game.
Well, Paul, obviously your team's seen it all and done it all in the playoffs the last couple of years. How much is that experience going to help as you head home now down 0-2?
Well, I think you have to understand your game. We didn't love our game one, but we liked our game here tonight. So come out on the road, we lost 2 one-goal games and get to go back home now.
Paul, did you get any explanation on the Rodriguez embellishment penalty? I'm not sure I've seen that call when a guy goes to the room.
No, I didn't.
Paul, odd man rushes, got the better of you guys a couple times. Just what did you see defensively on a few of those lapses and just how you clean that up?
I thought we were late in the first game on some of those, but we had control of the puck on both of them off that transition. That's where you'd like to be able to hang on to it a little bit more, perhaps.
How would you assess Sergei's performance in this series so far?
Didn't love his first game, I thought, up until the fourth one. He was, I don't look at him for any of the first three. Haven't given up a tremendous a lot tonight, but the danger on the rush is significant. So goalie's going to be fine.
Paul, how much do you lean on the experience of your veteran guys who've been through these types of situations now time and again over the last couple of years?
Well, you have to know your game. We talk about that an awful lot. There'll be lots of stuff that we like about our game that we think we can improve on and do more with. So we'll take a look at it and get better.
Might be some people look at an 0-2 hold and say, well, a lot of hockey the last 2 years, but you had a break for the playoffs, had a break between rounds. Yeah, well, I don't.
We haven't used that. I don't know. Today was seventh game in about 3 weeks. Like, it's half the schedule that we like to have. It's half the schedule that we're used to playing coming into the playoffs. So that's not an issue for us.
Oh, just the continued strides from the third line, Marchand, Lundell, Bogangle. Yeah. Just how much have they been able to help keep you guys in these games so far?
Well, I don't really view them as a third line. Based on their production, they've been good since they've been together, and I think they're still getting better. They're still growing. So there's lots we can do with that line plan as well as it is.
All right. So obviously, Coach wasn't real fired up. A big personality and but everything. By the way, and it's not an excuse why they lost. I mean, the odd man rush is a little bit more significant to me that. The goals are able to score and put Big Bob in a tough situation there. But the crazy one last night, and I'm not going to pull a Toronto this morning. I'm just not going to do it and whine and complain. Evan Rodriguez embellishment, basically saying he was exaggerating and acting on that hit against the wall. That's some great acting. Amen. You can get a lot of money doing a movie like that, if you could act like that. That was, that's incredible. I don't know maybe I have seen it once or twice. Again, I don't watch all the games, but Evan Rodriguez got a 2 minute for embellishment, went off the ice, and it came back. And again, it's not why they lost. They did that to themselves. They lost 2-0, and this is not whining. Hell, Toronto's whining about losing a goalie, and they won the frigging game, and they wanted Sam Bennett in prison for a year up there. And they want him in a Canadian prison. So, yeah, this thing is, weird. Evan Rodriguez embellishment. Now, we bitch about officiating in every sport, right? Every sport. The NBA, nobody gets it like the NFL. Oh, those guys need to be year-round. I don't know why the hell they need to be year-round. What are they going to study for 6 months in the offseason? And then we add stuff and put more on their plate. And, you know, I'm not big on it, but that was like, huh? You get the crap knocked out of you and you get a penalty for it? That's a tough one, man. That's a tough one. And I love the comments. Like, yeah, screw you. It's just bad officiating all around, and we've had our calls go against us too. Which is what fans do, man. I get it. It's what fans do. And I got a father. I got a father home. I make that call every day, and he's complaining, and it's always about calls on his guys. And I'm not as big a Golden State fan these days as he is, and I have to listen that they don't get calls and everything goes against them, and I'm like, Dad, come on, man. I know you're a fan, but the strike zone's the same for your team as the other team most of the time. So anyway, in the Giants baseball games that he watches every day. That was a weird one, though, man. I am not going to lie. Hey, I'll tell you what, though. One of the things, you know, we talk about these sports and we listen to all our guys, and we do it too, and going, hey, no problem. Cleveland and Boston are going to play each other. This thing's over. Pacers aren't that good. Knicks aren't that good. Matter of fact, there's been more talk about the Knicks head coach losing his friggin' job. Well, that coach is up 2-0. And I think maybe too much is put on coaches, although they're under a microscope for not calling timeouts at the right time. Why didn't you use it? Why didn't you call a play? Why didn't you get it to your best player? All those things pop up. Yeah, why was this guy in and not that guy and all those things? But there's one fundamental thing that comes back, man. It has nothing to do with the coach, nothing to do with the GM. If your best players don't play their best, you can look at these games too, man, late in these games. I got to tell you, was supposed to be one of the best players in basketball has not been very good. Jason Tatum. And he's not the only one. Actually, their big three or four, none of those guys have played that well. But it kind of starts with Jason Tatum, 7 for 23 and 5 for 19. Celtics, who shoot more threes than anybody, have been awful, and they have a 20-point lead. You're a world champion. And you got a 20-point lead in both games, that thing's got a better chance of going to 30 than losing those games. And, again, you're going, well, what the hell happens? And, you know, the choke job we saw from Cleveland couldn't get a shot. Hey, man, I look at their best players. What the best players do? And if those guys don't play well, there's a reason you make the big bucks. And I'm not a hater on guys making big money. I get it, big contracts. They get their share of the money. It's crazy. It's harder for as older fans see it. But I got to tell you, with all that money and being a high draft pick, I always say this, I've been saying this for 35 years, you make the most money and you're a high draft pick, there's a lot more pressure on you that comes with being a great player. Now, the guys that can live up to it and it doesn't bother them, great. But Jason Tatum, we could look at that whole team, but man, you got to play a lot better. 7 for 23 and 5 for 19? Are you kidding? That's
all Knicks need to do is get one at the Garden at this point.
Yeah. Well, listen.
How happy is the NBA right now? They must be jumping for joy. The chance that Knicks got a chance to get to the finals here?
Yeah, it'd be great. Listen,
I end up like, what, Knicks Pacers at this point?
I don't care who gets there, but I do love what goes on during games. Brunson's hitting big shots.
Said this last year watching the playoffs. Brunson is fun to watch, isn't he?
He
plays his ass off. He takes a beating.
Yeah, and but he hits at the end of games.
Yep.
No matter how he's playing, he's had some slow starts or mid, but when it's time, he's looking and making big shots. So, yeah, man. And it goes to every team, man. You look at your team and how they play, and I go back like, okay, you know, we need this guy. Well, he's hurt for 6 games. We need this guy. Well, that guy, because this guy and this guy's numbers are down by a zillion yards. And you need your best players, your highest paid players, and your first round picks. your franchise picks to be to do, and your guys you trade for and all that stuff. You need those guys. And again, God bless them. Make all the money you can. I want to have a problem where we have to pay. We got to try to figure out a way to pay in all our sports. Like, they got to try to figure out how to keep Bennett now. And we're getting a little bit late. But Bennett's a damn good player. Bennett is in my core of really good players on this team. You put Bennett in there every day of the week. And but I want to have that kind of problem. We're going, damn, I don't know if we can keep all these guys, what they're going to make. I want to have the Christian Wilkins, Rob Hunt problem. Well, I'd like to keep them. But you'd rather have that as a GM. That looks a lot better on your resume as a head coach and GM when you go, yeah, we just couldn't keep these guys, but they're damn good players, a right guard and defensive tackle. And you know, Van Ginkle. You'd rather have it that way than just, you know, guys come in, they don't play well, and, you know, put a lot into them, paid them big signing bonuses, and they don't play well. But it goes across the board, man. Your best players, Tyler Hero, Bam, got to play at a high level, man. I'm sorry, but that's the way it is. And when you lose Jimmy, you got to do more. You have to do more. And it didn't happen. All right, we got to go to break here before I get carried away, man, on the fundamentals, my fundamentals of winning here in South Florida and in professional sports. We got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning as we continue on here. As we said, games 3 and 4 coming up tomorrow night and Sunday. And then, of course, rookie minicamp for the Miami Dolphins. And I see some of the guys are starting to let talk a little bit out there. I thought Zach Seeler was great yesterday, and maybe we'll get a chance to play a little bit of that a little bit later on. We got some NFL news to get to here, and a guy that got released, the Dolphins may be interested in. He's a former Dolphin killer. There's no question about it. I do want to tell you about your South Florida something, not South Florida Chevy dealers. But I want to talk about the main man, Anthony Caliendo, at the Business Broker Experts. Yeah, I got to tell you, man, if you are thinking about selling your business, you've gotten to that point, been doing it a long time, it's been good for you and the family and everybody involved, but you just say, you know, I've done this and it's time to sell it. If you're going through that and you're looking for somebody that can do it for you, that's got a big resume, that's got a big book of names looking to buy businesses just like yours, a guy that understands marketing, he's a marketing machine, and a guy that is going to be aggressively selling your business for a lot of money. So the question is, I got to ask you right now, and Anthony Caliendo will ask you too, hey, you're getting close, right? To you think you might want to sell. Well, I'll ask you this. Are you tired of the stress? Are you tired of the risk? Are you tired of the competition? Are you tired of all the employees? Are you tired of being tired? Well, if you answered yes to any of these things, maybe it's time to make that call to the main man, Anthony Caliendo. Sit down with him, go through it, let him evaluate what your business is worth. He'll do it for free, $2,500 value to you. 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN, that's 1-800-843-6246, and ask for Anthony Caliendo, the main man. He'll sit down with you, come up with a game plan, and we're going to sell that business no matter what size it is, no matter how specialized it is. Anthony Caliendo, once you see the big personality, you'll know exactly what I love being around the guy. I know you will too. Go to themainman.com.
All right, Joe, before we get back to it here, we do have our event coming up here on Friday.
Tomorrow.
QAM's Whiskey,
night.
Stars, and
tomorrow
Cigars.
Night,
that is.
Here.
I'm losing track of days here. It is at Tabacona Plantation Walk beginning at 6 o'clock. They came up with this great idea here, Joe. We're going to have a projector and a big screen out there so you could take in all the playoff hockey between Florida and Toronto. Also enjoy whiskey and a cigar from Drew Estate. Stop on by. Join us at Tabacone at Plantation Walk. It is presented by Ed Morse Sawgrass Auto Mall, your 2024 Dealer of the Year. 22 acres of new and pre-owned Chevys, Cadillacs, and Buicks online at edmorsesawgrass.com. You must be 21 to attend.
So we'll watch the game. We got the game on, and we'll have the whole QAM gang out there from all the shows.
Big screen and projector, so we're good to go.
Come out and have a drink with us or a couple of drinks, and if you don't drink, just come out and have a water with us. It's okay. There's no peer pressure at our parties. None at all. You come out and enjoy it, and so we hope you'll be able to come out.
The sports book will be open. Just bring your phone.
Okay. There you go. Anyway, listen, we'll have...
hey, man, they got the three goals last night.
I know.
They got
the
three.
They got three goals.
Were you rooting for
there
that?
You go. Didn't even think of it, Woody. Just wanted to get a split and get home. That's all I was kind of hoping for.
Yeah, they were favored last night again. Kind of interesting.
Good for business. But now they come back to Jerry's house, man, Amaranth Bank. Just call it Jerry's house and try to get a win Friday and Sunday to even this thing up and get it back up there. But, yeah, there's a little bit of pressure when somebody takes the first two games, even though they are their home games. And you understand, you got to win one on the road. But for now, you just got to worry about two in Sunrise coming up here. But, man, we hope you all be able to come out and see us. If even if it's date night, you just want to come out early and you're bringing your wife and she's not a huge fan of all this guy bonding sports stuff. Just bring her out and she can meet some of the idiots and then you can go, what do you think now? Is he what you thought he'd be? Anyway, we'll be out there. Yeah. Told Mrs. Rose, just plan your night. Just don't count on me coming home. And I promise I won't try to wake you up for any action at the end of the night. I promise. Just be all business. Probably didn't need to say that, did I, right now? Hey, we got some other news coming out here, though. And want to thank Chris Atkins, by the way, from Edmore Chevrolet, what they've done. And Teddy, love Teddy to death and known him for a long time. Those guys have been fantastic and support everything we're doing. So yesterday, I don't know how many people caught it, but Gabe Davis, who played well for Buffalo, got himself a nice little contract. I believe it was like a 3-year, $39 million contract. He's only 26 years old, and yeah, it's the Gabe Davis that used to, like, had a game where he scored three touchdowns. Yeah, that guy, and had some real good games against us, and he's a big guy, he's a big target. He got released by Jacksonville. It's so funny how many people go to Jacksonville. It never works out, isn't it? Does it seem like, guys go to Jacksonville, it didn't work out. Yeah, you end up going somewhere else. But he had 20 catches, 239 yards, two touchdowns. I think he was hurt. Not much happened there. He's only 26 years old. If you can get him on the cheap, now, I don't know, a lot of, you could see by what Pittsburgh did and Dallas did that people are looking for receivers. I'm guessing he's going to have some teams interested in him because he has been a really good player. When he played with Josh Allen, he was really good. And so, I don't know, I just got vision of all the catches he's made against us. So, it'll be an interesting one to see what happens with Gabe Davis. By the way, the George Pickens thing that was the big story yesterday in the NFL, I said it to you yesterday. I go, yeah, man, he was drama all year, like hustling, pouting. He and Mike Tomlin had to have talks. Like, he brings a whole different – I get he's a good, talented guy, 550 catches every year, and he hadn't had a quarterback. I know all that. And, if he had a good quarterback and he's – going to have a better quarterback in Dallas to have more experience, a chance to, and he's going to be motivated for a new contract and all that stuff. But when Mike Tomlin gives up on you and says, trade him, look at Mike Tomlin wanted to keep that guy. He's still here. Mike Tomlin said, you know what? I've had enough of George Pickens. Sometimes we've had it happen here. Sometimes, no matter how good a guy is, and you're going, I get it, it's a receiver. We had Antonio Brown here before, and I had to deal with him, and I had to bend some rules. As we have found out, Mike Tomlin did bend some rules for Antonio Brown because he was really friggin' good. And so sometimes you put up with it when a guy's really, really good. You do. But when a guy looks like from the outside, you go, God, he's a really good player. Why would they do – like, something's not right. When a team just says – when you get to a point that the team or the head coach thinks you're toxic to the other team and you start your attitude and your temper tantrums and what you're doing, you see it starts to affect other guys, like why the hell are we putting up with that? Then, no matter how good he is, because you need him, Pittsburgh needs him, but you just go, we can't take it anymore. I mean, it's not good. It affects other guys. The young guys see it. We all walk around when he's throwing temper tantrums and we got to get after him, and guys are mad that he's not putting in the effort on certain plays. You have to move him. I don't think they wanted to move him. If Mike Tomlin said, get rid of him, please trade him, because they got one receiver right now. They got a real good number one receiver, but I don't know what else they have. I don't need nothing else, and not to mention if Aaron Rodgers decides he's in love and doesn't want to play football anymore, you're in big friggin' trouble. You can tell me whatever you want. The Steelers are in big, big trouble of maybe being Cleveland Browns bad if they play with one of those other quarterbacks. All right, hey, we got 7 o'clock hour coming up, man. We got to get all caught up here. A lot of news. Well, not good from last night, but it's not over. It's first one to win 4 games, not 2. You got the next 2 in Sunrise at Jerry's house, and hopefully we'll be able to get it back as the guys come back home to Amaranth Bank to see if they can get a win. We got rookie mini camp starting up tomorrow, which means the rookies will most likely, they're in today or have been in for a couple of days maybe, start getting an early jump on the playbook and meeting some of the guys. And we'll have more on that for you coming up as well. Got a lot of news to get to. Kim Bocamper will join us here coming up in 7 o'clock hour. Bryant McKinney, former Canes and Dolphins offensive tackle. It's weird to say. He did play his last year with us. But what a hell of a left tackle is going to join us coming up, and we'll talk to him. He's got a big charity event. We'll talk to him about that. And I think he was part Canes fans. I don't know about you. And I don't want to offend people from other schools that think their team was the greatest. They had a national championship. They think their team was the greatest. I think that team Bryant McKinney played on was the best team in college football that I've ever seen. That I've ever seen. I'll tell you why when we come back on that. We'll talk about that a little bit later on as well. Harvey Cohen and Gary Jude are really good at what they do every day. And if I get injured, I'm going right to Harvey and Gary. If I get hit in an automobile accident, if I have something happen, I slip and fall, I know that Harvey and Gary, Harvey Cohn and Gary Judah, the partners of Cohn and Judah, injury law firm, personal injury attorneys in Plantation, again, give me everything. And they're not going to be handing me off to another attorney because they don't have any other attorneys. It's those two guys, and this is the way they roll together. And when they're together in that partnership, watch out, baby. These guys are powerful, more than 30 years of experience each, big enough to handle your case from start to finish, and big enough to go to trial and get you multi-million dollar results, and small enough just to call you back. They think communication is still really important, especially when you're dealing with an injury after you've been injured. And you're not feeling great, and you want an update, and you haven't heard from your law firm that's supposed to be representing you. Well, I know you won't have that problem with Harvey and Gary. That will not happen. You can always get a hold of these guys. You can always get an update on your case and where it stands and what's going on and what the game plan is. Never a problem. Read the reviews. Go to ConanJudah.com. Partners who you can always get a hold of and get great results. Go to ConanJudah.com. 866-FAIR-FEE. Remember this. They don't pay other lawyers to do the work, you hire them to do.